This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Guard the Good Deposit. In the messages, Covenant of Worship and A Broken Covenant, we were encouraged to make a covenant, which we resolve not to break, to worship God with all our heart for the rest of our days. I pray we accept this challenge and make a decision to commit our lives to Him without any reservation. When God brings us to this point of greater commitment and surrender, we have a wonderful reason to rejoice. But we also have an obligation to protect and nurture what He has planted in our heart. He has called us to draw closer and spend more time in His presence, to join Him in a more intimate and loving relationship. But the enemy is hard at work trying to destroy the change which has begun. 2 Timothy 1, verses 13 and 14. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Every so often on our Christian walk, there comes a time of special closeness with God. This closeness may come as the result of a new understanding of His Word, where we see His character like never before. It may come during a solitary time of prayer or while worshiping with many other believers, through a powerful speaker or inspirational writing. Each time this occurs, God is depositing a little truth into our life which says, I am the way, draw nearer and follow me more. We know when God calls us in this manner. We know His truth. We know He is lighting the only true way, and we honestly desire to follow. But then, we're back at work with deadlines to meet, people to see, or kids to feed. Soon the busyness of our everyday, normal life has consumed our thoughts, and God's deposit has begun to fade. This should not be. We must establish disciplines which enable us to hear God's message, and then help us keep His message at the forefront of our thoughts all through the day. These disciplines will vary for different people. Some may need to wake up earlier to have time which is quiet. Others may need to change their work habits or the condition of their work environment. But regardless of our hectic pace, we all need to simply talk with God more and worship more at His feet. This must become our highest priority. We cannot allow His gifts to be destroyed or forgotten. We should never allow the frustrations of the past, the pulls of the present, or the desires of the future to steal the gifts entrusted to us today. Let's make the necessary changes and boldly draw near without hesitation. Let's praise Him for His gifts and, with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, guard the good deposit. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.